Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and it's the Coach's Show, week one, as a matter of fact. And we've got head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, that's going to join us. Coach, how we doing?
Doing good. Ready for some Friday night football.
It is here, my goodness. Well, you know, how'd this summer go for the you and your Ava Bears?
You know, it's kind of exciting when you get all the turnover we had. And you get to find out what some new kids can do that haven't had a chance before. And we had a lot of competition, and I think competition's a great thing and brings the best thing out of everybody. So we're excited about what we've got going forward.
What were some of the better battles that you got to observe this year in the summer as far as positions go?
You know, we were pretty fortunate in bringing a lot back up front. We've got a lot of kids that have played a lot of snaps up front for us. So not a lot of battles up there, but our backfield has been a ton of moving parts all summer. We've got as many as six or seven kids that may get touches, and as crazy as it sounds, we're going into week one, and that battle's not over yet. We're probably going to look at five or six kids getting carries for us the first Friday, and that number may be six or seven. We're not sure, but you know, our fullback position, Cody Weicker and Sean Palmer, are both doing a really good job there. They're competing for those touches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, quarterback, we got Kenan Pitts, who got some touches for us last year in that spot. So kind of a pretty settled position for us. Now, he's a great thrower of the football. So I don't think the secret has been kept too well. But we are actually toying around with a little shotgun stuff this year. And, you know, when you move to our normal layback positions, we've got really four or five guys that they could wind up getting touches there, you know, led by Braxton Swearingen, a guy that's played wide receiver, tackle, and now A-back for us. Mm-hmm. And we've got sophomore Jabe Hedrick, who was a great kicker last year. It's worked himself into a bigger picture. Cody Weicker's a guy that's going to get fullback and A-back snaps for us. He's a senior that didn't play last year, but we're glad to have him back out. And we've also got Jack Tate in the mix there. And we expect all those guys to get carries this first week. And, you know, hopefully somebody wins that job and just proves that they're too valuable to take off the field by the time we get to week two.
Yeah, well, I love it. I love the flex bone offense. But, I mean, you know, I'm just a true football fan. I love seeing sometimes, you know, jumping into that shotgun. And that's my opinion, and I know very little, but if you blend that into your offense, all of a sudden now, you know, people, you gotta prepare for your offense. And then what the heck is Coach doing? He's got Ava in a shotgun. You know, I mean, that's just a added bullet you can put in your holster, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's we think we found a way that we can practice it very little and still use it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's going to benefit us very much, sir.
Well, that's cool stuff. And now, you know, did you guys take part in any jamborees?
So we do not jamboree. We've not done it for a few years. Now, we do some summer full contact camps at Evangel. And it's just early enough in the summer there, early enough in the season that we feel like all the bumps and bruises we can recover from. So we stay out of the jamboree and have a nice inter-squad scrimmage and short whistle just to make sure we go into week one fully healthy.
Well, here we are. It is week one, and I believe you're on the road tonight at Forsyth. What have you seen? What have you gathered out of Forsyth?
So we were fortunate enough that we got to see him a little bit there at Evangel Camp. And since we don't jamboree, we got to get eyes on him last Friday night and watch that jamboree as well. And I think much like we are, they graduated a lot of their skill positions last year. So there's a lot of turnover there. And I think they're kind of like we are. They're searching to try to figure out what works and what doesn't. And, you know, early in the year, I think it's two evenly matched teams. So we think it's going to come down to the little things in football games, like taking care of the football. Who wants to win it the most when their side starts hurting because they're tired? So we're excited about it.
Well, it's here. Everybody, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, and we truly appreciate you joining us on Friday mornings for the Coach's Show. Good health, good luck, and I believe we'll see you, what, week four? Oh, my God, I'm just looking at your schedule. little, it's kind of stacked up there early, isn't it?
Yeah, we go through a gauntlet early. You know, Forsyth was a team that played for a district championship last year. Then you followed up with Class 4 Rogersville, who brings a ton of talent back. And then, you know, we all know what kind of season Mountain Grove and Liberty's coming back from. So, yeah, we've got a gauntlet early, but there's no better way to be battle-tested when it matters and go ahead and face those guys. To be as good as you want to be, you got to play good competition, and we're excited about that.
Right on. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, again, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. We got more rock and roll coming. Stay put.